Hello, and thanks for joining us today. It's Aaron Careno, and we are here to talk about the 24th annual Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run and Walk. And joining me today is Gail Cullen, along with one of Steve's longtime friends. I imagine you grew up together. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, we first met in the playground days about 50 years ago, so from Milwaukee Playgrounds through Washington High School.
Introducing everybody today as well to Eddie Sadowski, who is a friend of Steve's for a very long time. And I remember when we talked about the run last year, the run walk last year, it was amazing to see how much support that comes in from all over the community. And Gail, can you just tell us a little bit about Steve and his passion and his work as an alderman here in our community?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Steve was an alderman for 12 years in the city of Milwaukee and had retired, if you want to call it that, from that role to take a full-time job with the city shortly after his political days were over. At my behest. And so he was with the city for a long time, was very well known in city politics and all of that. So when he passed away, it was obviously quite stunning to all of us, but not just our family. There were a lot of the community knew Steve very well too. So to die at 40 years old of a heart attack is a pretty uncommon thing. And so a lot of people came out and supported us then and still do through this run and walk.
Yeah, 40 years old. That is hard to imagine. I mean, and you know, I love that you've taken something that is so devastating to your family and to so many other people, and you've turned it around to something that can really benefit many more people.
Well, you know, it was interesting that Steve died in October of 1995, and his birthday was in the following January. A couple of friends, Eddie, and a couple of other friends, and my brother-in-law, and my sister-in-law, and some of our family and my kids got together that day on his birthday and decided to just go for a little run through the neighborhood. And it was January, so it was cold. But we decided to do that, and then my brother-in-law, David Cullen, suggested, well, why don't we do this again next year and just try inviting some people and see if we can raise some money. Well, that was 24 years ago. And we have raised, this year, we will cross the $500,000 mark in terms of the total amount that we've raised for heart research. So it's a very cool thing.
$500,000 mark.
Yeah.
Wow. And that started with just a run.
Yeah.
Wow.
And walk. I always like to throw that in.
Run, walk.
We have a lot of people that come out and walk, too, and they hear the word run, and, oh, I don't run. It's like, no, you can walk.
Well, the 24th annual Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run and Walk, where is it happening this year?
It's the same as it's always been. Okay. So there are a lot of people that come back year after year, and they don't have to worry about finding their way because they know where they're going. But if you haven't been before, and we'd love for you to join us, it's at the Willoway Clubhouse on Underwood Parkway in Wauwatosa. If you're familiar at all with the Hoyt Park Pool or the Hanson Golf Course, it's right in that area. That's Underwood Parkway. You can't miss us. The streets get closed off and the barricades, and people will be all around giving directions as far as how to get there. So.
And the website is cullenrun.com. So
pretty
there's
simple.
Everything you need to know on there, including how to register, more information on the cause, and of course the location if you need some directions. And Google and Waze makes it a lot easier to get places now as well.
That's absolutely true.
I want to turn to Eddie right now, who, you know, you've known Steve, you knew Steve for a very long time. Tell us about him for somebody who may be just learning about Steve today.
Well, thank you for the chance to be part of this conversation, because every year as the run and walk comes up, it really provides a chance for me to talk about a longtime friend and to focus on the type of person he was, but also this type of good work that is going on now from a very sad situation for everybody. It has turned into something really important and positive. There are many people now who sort of circle their calendar for their running events, and then they circle the Cullen Run every year on their calendar. And the reality is there are a lot of people that didn't know or haven't had the chance to know Steve Cullen as a person. So, again, it gives me a chance to always talk about this as this time of year comes up. As a friend, it's always good to remember Steve always enjoyed the chance to include all of us in his variety of interests. And high on that list of activities was running. So somehow back in the mid-70s, Steve convinced many of us that the idea of running was fun.
Including me.
Yeah. He was, I always remember, so many of us remember, he was the instigator. He was the organizer. He had a big personality. He had a real zest for life. You know, going back into the late 70s, Steve was there for the first Al's Run, 1978. And I remember standing out there on Wisconsin Avenue and looking up at Children's Hospital. He truly enjoyed the feeling of being part of something bigger than himself, knowing of all the good things that Al's Run could do to bring to Children's Hospital. And also, there was a time in the early 80s when he was still an alderman, just in a casual conversation, he took great pride in just talking about he was able to initiate something to which brought some extra needed funds for a food and a meal program in the downtown area. Very casually, but it was something that he was able to do. Wasn't looking for recognition about it, but it was just nice to hear about his ability to take that role or to take that lead. So it's really that type of feeling I think we all share through our participation in the run and walk each year. We know it's important, it's good work. Personally, I'm always proud to see everything that Gail and her family and friends and volunteers are able to do and everything that goes into making this successful.
You know, I'm looking at last year, and because of people like you listening right now, I mean, in 2019, were you able to donate $41,285 to the Medical College of Wisconsin's Cardiovascular Center, which is so impressive. And, you know, kind of like Eddie was saying, maybe you didn't know Steve, but there are so many other organizations that happen year after year here in southeastern Wisconsin where we might not necessarily know the person that started that run or started that event, but we're still doing it for a greater community cause.
I can guarantee that just about anybody listening to this right now has some connection to heart disease. They've been impacted by it themselves, or a family member has been struck by a heart attack. I can guarantee it. It's the number one cause of death in the United States, both for men and women. So as much as Eddie and I share the commonality of knowing Steve and why this would have been important for him, it's very important to anybody that is listening, because it's working to try to find ways to combat heart disease and to really truly make a difference. And we're doing that with the money. Every single penny we raise goes to the Medical College Cardiovascular Center, right to the researchers, right to the scientists that are doing the work. It's really, really exciting.
And Steve was a very healthy person, individual, right? I mean, Did you have any idea that he had maybe a heart issue or?
Well, there was heart history, I guess, in his family. His dad died when he was 41. Steve was only 7, I believe, at the time. And two of his older brothers died after Steve passed away in their early 50s, all of heart-related issues, but Steve's was way different than theirs. All three of them, his dad and the two brothers, had suffered previous heart attacks. They had the clogged arteries, the typical, maybe not the healthiest lifestyle, so sort of the typical things that you might expect of somebody that would have a heart attack. Steve was a marathon runner. It wasn't absolutely 100% healthy. I'm not sure every one of us or any of us are, but he was a marathon. He had run a marathon 4 days before he died. He had run several marathons. He played tennis. He was active. And what caused his heart to stop was what they call a sudden cardiac arrhythmia, where it's like an electrical switch that just turns off. And if you happen to be in an emergency room at the time something like that occurs to you, you have a 3% chance of surviving. So there was no way he was going to survive. And that, to me, is one of the reasons personally why I really love this event and love raising the money for heart research, because we don't know what causes those sudden cardiac arrhythmias, and we don't know if it's genetic. So I have 4 daughters and I now have 6 grandchildren, soon to be 7.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I personally, selfishly, I want to know if there is anything that they can do to figure out what causes such a thing and to prevent that for other families, so that they don't have to go through the tragedy, quite honestly, that we all experienced 24 years ago.
Yeah, kind of just a freak medical moment.
Yeah.
It's really unbelievable. Well, we love what you're doing. And the run and walk, by the way, February 15th.
Correct.
And again, it's supporting cardiovascular research at the Medical College of Wisconsin. This may be a tough question. I don't think I asked you this last year, and I'm going to ask both you and Eddie this question as well. But Gail, what do you miss most about Steve?
Wow. I think his sense of humor. He was a really funny guy. He had a very sarcastic wit, which was great and fun to hear as long as you weren't on the receiving end of it. I think Eddie could relate to that. But he just had a real way of engaging with people, and also not unique necessarily, but certainly unusual for somebody who did most of his career as a politician. He was not one that would tell you what you wanted to hear and then tell the next person what they wanted to hear. If Steve thought some way about an issue, by golly, he was going to tell you. And if you didn't agree, then you'd have to agree to disagree, or he'd listen to your argument, but he wasn't going to back down or try to play both sides of the fence, which I always respected about him. And I do miss that. We could use that these days.
Eddie, what do you miss most about Steve?
Well, I think the part that he brought to so many things, like what Gail was mentioning, that for so many of us, he was the one that had the idea of, well, let's go do this, something like running, which again at that time was maybe not as popular as it had become after a while. Or he was the one that would somehow talk about this the Springsteen singer, this guy out there was going to be a good one. So Steve was the one that gathered people like we need to go see him. And coming up with things like that, as far as not just having access to do some things just for himself, but always including others to come along, not just for the ride, but to be part of it. He had an excellent memory for people and situations, and I think that helped oftentimes help endear him to people. And as far as remembering somebody from years ago that you wouldn't expect someone to remember details, it's an exceptional quality. And I think his brother David has that same ability to do that. So it's those kind of things that we'll always remember. And as we go through this, through the run and event each year, it's that there have been some very cold days in a February event. And then we always think about the number of people that still come out and support the run in spite of the weather. It makes it that much more impressive. And knowing that Steve, I think, would be smiling from somewhere, looking at us and thinking, there are hundreds of people coming out for an event in his name, and I really think we really honor his memory and the fact that there are some really good things coming of this.
Yeah, it's funny how with siblings and family, the apples typically don't fall too far from the trees they're with. Yeah, can you describe, Gail, what it means for somebody who's listening to this program this morning, and they think, you know what, I'm gonna be out there on the 15th. What does it mean to you for somebody who shows up, maybe recruits friends and family? How does that play into the success of this every year in a sentimental kind of way?
Sure. I mean, it's wonderful that a lot of the family and friends like Eddie show up year after year after year, but kind of expect that of them. The ones that really amaze me are the people that come back year after year after year because they like the event, but also people that find the event and maybe have found a new reason in their lives to come out and support it. We talked a little bit about Eddie's neighbor, who, a young woman who lost her dad when she was 15. She found the run. It spoke to her, and she has not only run it for the last 3-4 years, but she has raised money on behalf of the cause. And that's one example. There are numerous others where we'll see somebody raising money on Facebook for the Cullen Run. It's like, anybody know this person? I don't know this. Which is astounding to me. But again, it speaks to the situation where a lot of people do know heart disease imminently, or not imminently, but intimately. And I think the fact that this event, it's a very family-oriented kind of fun event. It's, even though it's often cold, it's,
we can handle it. We're Wisconsinites,
come
right?
On. It's a 2-mile if you want to walk or do a fun run, or there's a longer 8K, which is about 5 miles for the more hardy folks that want to really compete and get a score out of it. But at the end of it, we've got family and friends chili, which Eddie is very involved in cooking up for people in the kitchen. At the end, we have a live band. We have a silent auction. So it's almost a party kind of atmosphere afterwards. And I think that speaks to a lot of people, too, that really like the fact that it is an event for families and individuals who really have a concern about heart disease.
And you've got some incredible sponsorships over the years. I mean, we're talking about some key Milwaukee institutions. I mean, yeah. Some restaurants, law firms. I mean, it looks like you have a little bit of everybody who's yeah. really taken
and
their
I
part.
I neglect
this year.
To start to name anybody because then I'll forget somebody. Yeah. But we do have loads and loads of people and corporations and businesses. And as you said, restaurants, sports memorabilia companies that have donated items to us that we can auction off, festival tickets. Being generic enough, I won't name any ones in particular, but all kinds of stuff that it's really wonderful to see. And sports too. The Packers always donate something. That we've got Brewers stuff. We've got Bucks, Wave, Admirals. You know, we've got everybody kind of UWM Panthers. I can't forget them. We've got everybody represented in some way or other that I must feel have, you know, made some connection to this event that think it's worthwhile for them to support it as well.
And is there a fundraising minimum? I mean, I know we're a couple, days and maybe even a few weeks out from this year's event, but mm-hmm. is there something that people need to hit a certain benchmark, or is it however you can donate and contribute matters?
Whatever anybody can do. And the really cool thing is by having all the sponsors that we have, anybody that comes out and runs or walks, they know that every penny that they either donated or that they paid in a registration fee, every penny of that's going back to the Medical College of Wisconsin for heart research. So the sponsors help us be able to make that pledge to people. And so whatever you can give, if you can come out and join us, great. If you can't and you want to just make a donation, you know, we'll take $5. We'll take whatever you want to do. And it's all in the name of the cause, and it's really worthwhile.
24 years strong. CullenRun.com. You can get all that information again. CullenRun.com. It's February 15th. And there's been so many advances even since the run began yeah. in heart research and cardiovascular research sure. and science.
Well, you know, you asked a little bit ago and I didn't quite fully answer it about some of the what the funds go for. Well, I can tell you the minimum, I guess, that we hope to raise every year, and we've always way exceeded it, but is $25,000, because for the last 5 years, in each of the last 5 years, we have funded a $25,000 scholarship to a researcher at the Medical College of Wisconsin that's doing breakthrough heart research. So we have funded a scholar, a Cullen scholar, who was doing 3D printing of hearts. So if you were going in for heart surgery, he could take images of your heart and actually create a 3D model of your heart.
Wow.
So the surgeon could look at it and ahead of time, without doing your real heart, ahead of the surgery, and actually decide what the best course of action would be. We have funded our most recent Cullen scholar, is doing work in the area of, the second most recent scholar has done research in, she's an anesthesiologist, and they were defining ways to try to help when a person on the table all of a sudden has a huge drop in blood pressure, like a life-threatening drop. And I don't know who suggested vitamin B12, we should try that. And it worked. Well, now they're trying to figure, they're kind of backpedaling to
yeah.
figure out, well, why did it work? And what else can we do with this? And so one of our Cullen scholars has been researching that and even finding new uses for vitamin B12 in treating sepsis, which, if anybody knows, sepsis is a life-threatening condition. Mm-hmm. And that's another use that has been a result of this study on vitamin B12, partially funded with Cullen funds. So there's a lot of amazing work being done at the medical college, and we're thrilled to be a small part of it.
And we have just a couple of minutes. I want to ask Eddie, who's a friend of Steve's, one more time. Eddie, why should somebody come out and support this in just a couple of days?
Why should everybody come out? Because everyone is affected by somebody is affected, or somebody knows a family or a friend who's been affected by something related to cardiac disease. Steve was the most direct impact in my life. That was a time when we all felt younger and invincible and untouchable, and then something dramatic changed that. And so it certainly drew our attention to trying to understand a little bit better. And again, knowing that there are so many situations and sometimes very difficult situations where you can feel that you are making a difference in a way that Gail outlined, that some of these situations, the researchers are having the name on a Cullen scholar. It's very cool to hear that and to learn more directly about what is going on. So there's a very direct impact. And when we talk about this, I really try to emphasize with people that all of this is really, it is local. It is staying there. There are real people involved with this, and to support in whatever way you can by coming out or donating or talking it up. So thank you again for doing this.
The 24th annual Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run and Walk. It's Saturday, February 15th. You can get all the information online at cullenrun.com. Gail, it is always a pleasure to see you and talk with you year after year. I wish you nothing but the best for a successful event.
Thank you, Aaron. We really appreciate you doing this for us.
Gail Cullen, along with Eddie Sadowski, thank you so much for joining us today, and we will see you at the Cullen Run.
You bet.
What started as a walk, a leisure walk, has now turned into something so beneficial for so many families here in southeastern Wisconsin. We can't thank you both enough.
Thank you.